This is Jane Scanlon with Fundamentally Children. I'm here with Derek from Solve It Blocks. And he's an entrepreneur and toy developer. And we're together at the Toy Fair 2015. And Derek, how are you finding the fair so far?
It's been very good, actually. I've met a lot of very interesting people, beginning to understand how the toy industry works. So from that point of view, it's been very good for us. We've met some good distributors. We're about to meet some more distributors. So having an understanding of how toys are distributed in the UK and internationally.
Okay. So say you're new to the toy industry. What's your background?
Background, originally a scientist and then a chartered accountant and then a merchant banker. And for the last 25 years, I've been taking technology out of universities, spinning it into companies and growing those companies.
So you were involved in the patenting of these toys?
Yeah, basically before I decided I was going to get involved, because I thought they could be quite easily copied, then I wanted to make sure that we were going to be protected. So we took it to two of the biggest patent agents in the UK, chose the particular partners within those patent agents, and who are mathematicians and physicists, because we wanted to make sure they would understand the mathematics of the puzzle. So we took it to both, and they both said it could be patentable. We liked one from a personality point of view better than the other, and went with them.
So how many different combinations are possible with Solve It Blocks?
There are 3.6 trillion combinations. Now, the reason there are 3.6 trillion combinations is because there are 9 dice with 6 sides, therefore, mathematically, it gives 3.6 trillion combinations. And we understand there's 140,000 different levels. So that's why we think the blocks are very good from children at a very young age, from age 2 to adults of 102. So it's a product that spans all age ranges.
And presumably if people need an extra challenge, they could put more sets together.
Yeah, we have looked at the moment we use 9, we have looked at using 16 cubes. And if we did that in a particular way, we could make it exponentially hard for people to solve. It would be so hard, this is coming from the mathematicians at the universities, that they don't think people would be able to solve it.
So there's lots of different combinations of how you can arrange the bricks, but how many different ways can you solve each puzzle? Is there just one, or are there multiple options?
There is only one way to solve the puzzle, and that's to get it right. And it's because it's a mathematical, or what people call computational thinking. And computational thinking is what the educationalists believe that children should learn to get them ready for the 21st century. In computational thinking, if you were trying to teach someone computer programming, then you would teach them computational thinking first. And if they get into the way of computational thinking, it means when they start programming, it's easier to do.
So you're not just teaching somebody answers to parrot back, you're teaching them how to solve problems and think for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, they have to solve the problem. I mean, basically, the way the puzzle's been designed is that the different shapes and colours and numbers and letters on it stimulate different parts of the brain. So the brain has to be able to pull those parts down and solve the problem. Now, the advantage of young children doing it at a very early age is that because they're still building the neural networks, then young kids, without actually realising they're learning, are putting down neural networks that are computational neural networks, and they are problem-solving networks.
And it's a very visually pleasing toy, isn't it? It looks like it belongs in the soft play, and it's quite soft and it's quite tactile, so it's quite inviting for children, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's the sort of school nursery product is soft play. We have some prototype for a consumer product, but we've also got the app which we've just launched, which is presently in Google and Amazon and will be in Apple by the end of January. So there are various different ways you can play this game, but if you play it with the bigger blocks, and that's one of the great advantages in schools, is that they can play it in teams. So you're learning team building skills, you're learning communication skills, and if you play the game in one particular way, you can teach leadership skills as well. So the smaller blocks are the apps. You don't get the same opportunity to do the team building skills. But what we have found, or what we've been told by teachers in schools where they've got the solvent blocks, particularly with young children, they've seen that what has happened, the communications and team building that they have learnt playing solvent blocks, they have transferred across to other activities they've done within the classroom.
Well, we've already established it's a good toy, and it's great to hear a bit more about it. Thank you, Derek.
Thank you.